This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الرسول الأمين وعلى آله وصحبته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. My beloved brethren, most respected elders, mothers and sisters, so in the second year after Hijrah, so after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated from Mecca to Medina, 2 years after that, Allah Rabbul Izzah blessed us with this gift of Ramadan. The month was existing long before that, but Allah Rabbul Izzah blessed us by making it compulsory upon us to fast the month of Ramadan. What a blessing the fast is, and you know the ahadith with regards to it, and in this conference you will hear the Ahl al-Ilm and Ahl al-Fadl talk about it, but I wish to mention just one with you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us, من صام يوما في سبيل الله, whoever fasts a single day in the path of Allah, either in the path of Allah or in the obedience of Allah. مَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بَاعَدَ اللَّهُ بِذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَجْهَهُ عَنِ النَّارِ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. Allah Rabbul Izzah moves the face of that person away from the fire a distance of 70 years. So for every single day that you fast, Allah Rabbul Izzah moves your face away from the fire of Jahannam. سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا أي سَبْعِينَ عَامًا 70 years. And it is the mercy of Allah upon us that He Azza wa Jal decreed fasting upon us, because none of us would have ever fasted a full month had it not been the favor of Allah Rabbul Izzah that He ordained it upon us to fast a full month. So just one of the rewards of this fast, for every single day, imagine, out of His infinite mercy and grace, Allah Rabbul Izzah moves your face away from the fire a distance of 70 years. So this blessing Allah Rabbul Izzah ordained upon us in the second year after Hijrah, where the verses came that fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was to the nations before you. Now, an interesting thing happens. So just visualize. The Sahaba, it is their first month of fast. So you can imagine the Rasul is in Salah, Qiyam is there, Siyam is there, I'tikaf is there, company of the righteous are there, food and drink of iftar and suhoor are there. This is the environment that we know about Ramadan. But in the second year of Hijrah, in this month of Ramadan, on the 12th day in particular, something happened. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made to march out of the city in what would go down in history as the battle or campaign of Badr. So now the fast is there, the month of blessing is there, but the believers have been given another challenge, the challenge of having to face an adversary in the middle of the month of fasting. So they marched out, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, and they marched out on the 12th of Ramadan. 12th they were marching, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th they arrived at the wells of Badr. On the 17th day was the confrontation. So they marched 150 kilometers. Think about it, dear ones. Difficulty. And the Rasul shared his camel with two others. So three people per one camel, covering a distance of 150 kilometers, each person requiring, you know, each person is required to walk 100 kilometers and he gets to ride or mount for 50. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with this blessed group of companions, arrives in Badr. And the Sahaba say that our feet were blistered, our nails had fallen off, difficulty. And then this is all one level of difficulty. The next challenge is the worry, anxiety, stress of confrontation. You know, a normal person you argue with, you start to sweat, you know, your palms go wet, your hands move out, you breathe different, face goes red. The stresses and duresses of confrontation. And that's just a verbal one. These ones are required in the month of Ramadan to go out 150 kilometers and meet an adversary three times their size. But this is not a... you know, an analysis of the campaign of Badr. But rather, I want to highlight just one thing. The Muslims were given a challenge. A hurdle was placed in their path. A difficulty they had to overcome. And the rule in this religion is, as the difficulty increases, so does the reward. Remember, as the difficulty increases, as the challenges increases, so does the reward. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, for their difficulty, did a few things for them. I want to mention some of it with you. First of all, listen to this. Allah Rabbul Izzah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ Wouldn't not be sufficient for you that Allah Rabbul Izzah send down 3,000 angels in support of you. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, بَلَى إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِّنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ Allah Rabbul Izzah tells his prophet in the middle of the campaign, tell the believers, would it not suffice you that Allah Rabbul Izzah sent for you 3,000 angels to stand by you, support you, aid you, honor you, protect you. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah, out of His infinite grace and mercy, increases it by another 5,000 and then gives the reason. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ We give this to you as a glad tiding, as a happy news. Because your hearts are stressed, you're under duress, you're under difficulty. Maybe negative thoughts are going through your mind. Relax, take it easy, be of good cheer. Angels have come to support you. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ But victory is from me. I didn't need to send the angels. I have only sent them out of my kindness and favor and acknowledgement of you, so that your hearts could be reassured and that you could have happiness and that you could have reassurance. So dear ones, that was the Muslims that had to face an extra challenge in their Ramadan in Badr. So now 2020 Ramadan has come in an environment which seems that it will be our Ramadan in a pandemic, in a COVID-19 environment. And naturally you see around people are stressed, worried, especially for the elderly and their families, that my father, my mother, my grandfather, my grandmother not be afflicted with this illness, so that they are not in isolation and they're not in quarantine and we can't even visit. And Allah forbid, if the qadr of Allah befall them and they die, it is even difficult to go to their graveyards and do the wajib there. So I am thinking, the Lord that gave the reassurance to the Muslims of Badr, do you think He would have forgotten to give you reassurance, you who are about to go through a difficulty in the same month of Ramadan? No, dear ones, listen, here's the glad tidings on the tongue of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for me and you in this environment, in this Ramadan like no other. Listen to the qawl of Amada Aisha radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha. She says, سألت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الطاعون. I asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with regards to pandemics. You know, pandemics in which excessive amount of people die. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed her, أنه كان عذابا يبعثه الله تعالى على من يشاء. These pandemics, these occurrences of viruses and diseases which used to kill multitudes used to be a punishment that Allah Rabbul Izzah would punish whomsoever He chose. فَجَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى رَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But for this nation, Allah Rabbul Izzah changed it to a mercy for you. Listen, dear ones, the glad tidings. There's questions being asked around, is Allah angry? Is this a calamity? Is this Allah for me and you, for this nation, on the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the hadith is in Bukhari, narrated by As-Siddiqatu bint Siddiq, the beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Amada Aisha. And on the tongue of the Prophet, Allah Rabbul Izzah informs us that this is a mercy to the believers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us how it becomes a mercy. Listen carefully. فليس من عبد يقع في الطاعون. There will never be a time in which a person falls in a pandemic, as in the disease starts to spread, the virus starts to spread. But this person, فيمكث في بلده, and this person stays in his land, صابرا محتسبا يعلم أنه لا يصيبه إلا ما كتب الله له. Look at the conditions. Number one, he stays put. He doesn't run from it to another country and possibly take the disease and virus there. He stays where he is. Number one. Number two, صابرا, bears it patiently. Number three, محتسبا, anticipating, calculating, looking forward to the reward in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Fourth condition, يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا يُصِيبُهُ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. He knows confidently that nothing will befall him except that Allah has written it for him. If he fulfills these four, stays at home, bears it patiently, anticipates the reward, knows that nothing will befall him except that it has been written for him. Just for meeting these, The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, his reward will be mithlu ajri shaheed, will be the reward similar to the reward of a martyr. Notice he hasn't died, he hasn't been infected, he has just self-isolated, quarantined, managed it intelligently with a good heart of sabr and anticipating the reward, knowing that nothing will befall him except that Allah chooses. Just for these, Allah will give him a reward similar to the reward of martyrs. And in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Illa an kana lahu mithlu ajri shaheed," like the reward of a martyr. But in the event that he is infected and he suffers or dies in the pandemic and dies in the pandemic, then his reward is the reward of a martyr. Abu Huraira narrates, and the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari as well, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, five deaths are martyrdom. The first one, the person that dies in a pandemic, dies from a virus. Do you see the glad tidings? What an honor that you in your house, sitting in your home, and Allah Rabbul Izzah decrees martyrdom, a thing that people go and chase and search, and Allah gives it to you on a platter if it is your qadr. So this is why, this is the glad tiding for us, dear ones, that be walillahi alhamd, relaxed and confident, follow the guidelines, take the precautions, because we are not a people that go seeking, viruses and diseases and loss. But if it befalls us, we are those who bear it with a smile and say, alhamdulillah, that Allah Rabbul Izzah opened this door of khair for us. And this is what one of the ashab of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, did. He came out to the people, and standing in front of them, he said, this is a mercy of your Lord, the dua of your Prophet, and what has taken the righteous before us. O Allah, I ask you, don't deprive Mu'adh and his family from this. So walking off the pulpit, Allah Rabbul Izzah infected him with the virus, consistent with his dua, and by the time he reached his home, he looked ailing. So his son told him, read a verse to him, indicating, stand firm, my father. So this wonderful sahabi responded, Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin, you will find me, Allah willing, of those who will bear it patiently. May Allah Rabbul Izzah protect us from the ills of this virus, and may Allah Rabbul Izzah fill our hearts with the glad tidings that we will receive and reap from our Ramadan, this Ramadan, in a COVID-19 environment, on top of the normal rewards associated with this blessed month. May Allah bless you, Allah guide you, Allah guard you, Allah reward you, Allah accept your fast and your siyam and your qiyam and all the khair from you, and overlook and forgive all of my shortcomings and yours. فَقُلْتُ مَا قُلْتُ إِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِن تَكُ سَيِّئَةً فَمِنْ نَفْسِي وَشَيْطَانِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.